welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. Well, folks, it is now or never, and welcome back. I'm actually getting a lot of positive feedback regarding the ratification debates. And every year we do this. We used to try to do it twice a year, but just going through all of the content and getting everybody on board with what we need to be doing, you know, in uniting, creating a collective conscience, and talking about, you know, like our Bill of Rights, these positions to campaign on, as well as covering what I think is the essential information that you need to know so that you can place clear context to what the federal government is doing is unconstitutional. This is why, you know, I don't maybe say it all the time, but whenever you see me do a public presentation, I usually go through my three premises, the fundamental things that I kind of live by. First off, reasonable people equally informed seldom disagree. The problem is the middle part, we're not all equally informed. So going through all of this content, going through all of this, what we call critical, empirical data, facts, exact source documents of what the framers did to provide you a clear view of what each of these things they did and what they mean. And that's what the ratification debates are. This is what these veto messages from President Madison, from President Monroe, from President Jackson, and so forth, so that you can clearly hear how the framers basically protected, while they were in office, the Constitution. Because there's always been people, I mean, it's just, it's kind of just, I'll just say repugnant. It's repugnant to look at how many people, how quickly people just were absorbed by the opportunity of aggrandizing themselves, their positions, and how quick they were to start offering services, unconstitutional services, just so that you could continue to vote for them. You know, it is illegal to campaign, we're going to give you health care, and then go create health care and violate the Constitution. How is this even legal? So there's a lot to cover. It is Feedback Friday. But the one thing that is just, it's overwhelming. I'm an optimist. I believe that we can do this because I believe in the Lord. I believe that with faith, we can do anything with that. What I really have to say is, because in dealing with so many different issues and so many different players that are fighting off all of what I'll just call the chicken littles, we have our share of chicken littles within the conservative movement. That's the best way to call these folks. A chicken little, if you didn't know, a chicken little is the one that's running around telling you the sky is falling. And this one little issue is causing the sky to fall. And so what they're doing is they're getting you, they're distracting you from uniting. No, don't worry about the Constitution. This one issue, the Roe v. Wade, or whatever it is a distraction. And so the question I have is, we have so many, you know, it's almost like politicians and demagoguery. There are so many different directions everybody wants to lead us. How many skies are there to fall? Because we have that many chicken littles saying that this is the sky that's going to fall. No, this is the sky that's going to fall. And you know what? I think you just lock them up in a room until they all drive themselves crazy or until they come to their senses. But we have to stop following them. And I really emphasize this big time. But we're going to get into the chicken littles further on in the show. One of the things I do want to do, because last episode, or last Friday, our last Friday feedback, or Feedback Friday episode, there we go, we had Paul Venable on, and we actually had a great opportunity to talk to him, kind of understand what the heck's going on, and get some context. And so we hope to actually have him back when he has more info from, you know, Senator Haley and some of these others, or Hawley, whatever his name is, and, you know, start actually providing you a real constitutional contrast to what these guys are doing. You know, there's nothing better than actually hearing a true a constitutional alternative when these guys say, well, this is what we need to do. But, you know, what they're opposing and what they're not doing is good. You know, like when he voted against NATO, that was a good thing. But why he did it was very misinformative and incorrect. The reason why is that the federal government has no authority whatsoever to be involved in any of these things. So what I need to do is I need to get these petitions up on my website. I have yet to do these things, and so I've got to get these up. I plan on doing that this weekend. And what I'm talking about are these the petitions that we're using in a few different counties. We want you to use them, and how can you use them if I don't put them up unless you come and ask me or send me an email or what have you. So you're more than welcome to start working with me directly. And if you do that, then, you know, we'll try to set up a standing meeting time once a week, once every 2 weeks, or what have you, so that we can help you understand, you know, how to get your footing and the directions to start taking, what to be aware of, those types of things. Because, you know, let's start learning from each other. We don't all have to make the same mistakes. Not that there are mistakes to be made, but it's easy to make a mistake, and we don't have time to, you know, do things over. What we want to do is we want to be as efficient and effective as we possibly can. I think it's, let me just move forward because I want to get through some of the obligatories, and we only have so much time to do this. So talking about these sponsors that we have, right? Oh, actually, before I even do that, because it's been so long, as you know, the show is also sponsored by republicreview.org, and you're listening to the only show that gives you the academic evidence and academic evidence-based solutions. I haven't said that on a Feedback Friday in a long time. So getting into some of these businesses that we promote, what we want to do is we want to help you understand. And actually, I've gotten some feedback, so I need to report on this so that it helps you. Because when I get nothing but glowing feedback on Timber Nation, I mean, I've yet to have anybody come back and say, I was very dissatisfied with Timber Nation. And this is where you can get your hardwood furniture, you know, built to, ready to assemble. Because 9 times out of 10, it's just going to come in an RTA type of boxes, which is flat stock. And you open up the boxes and they give you all the hardware. And you just basically, if you can screw screws into, you know, one piece of wood into the other and match things up, you'll have a really beautiful piece of hardwood furniture. And so Timber Nation is definitely getting the gold award because it's nothing but solid, you know, and people are impressed, very happy, and it's highly recommended. Another gold company is RadioDustCovers.com with Stan Kluwek out of Redding, California, I believe. Nobody's called to complain about that. Not that I've gotten any complaints, but I'm just saying with everybody that I've had call, so here's my problem. I've not had anybody call me specifically by going to Keith Broders on Constitution Education and having him design some type of video or some type of, you know, training or something he can do for your organization. So I'd love to hear some feedback if you've used him. And it's the same thing with Fortitude Financial Coach. I know Gary Smith kind of started, we brought him on board at the end of last year. And so if you've called him and you're starting to use him, let us know what you think. Let us know, because we love the positive feedback. And actually what I love doing is I love calling these guys back, these proprietors, and basically saying, hey, look, I'm getting nothing but positive feedback. And then I can, you know, put the screws to them and say, you know, you need to start contributing a little bit more to some of these campaigns, some of these things, and so forth and so on. Because it's not like I am trying to get a penny out of them to helping them, but we need everybody to help in the efforts, right? And these are conservative individuals, conservative companies. When I say conservative, I mean constitutional. So the other one that's out there, and I haven't gotten any feedback, but I believe it's there because we've been actually getting bumps, at least reported bumps, from AdLocal. So let us know if you've used AdLocal's campaign sites, if you use them for an ISP, if you've used them for anything, let us know your feelings, because we do know, and we've had people, you know, call and say, hey, you know, who do you recommend for email services? And I know they're using them, but you know, let us know what you think. Okay, because we're standing up here and we're basically asking you to support these constitutional supporting businesses. And we would like to know if they're meeting your expectations. And if not, then we would ask you to let them know how they can improve in, you know, their service, how they can improve in the product. I mean, I think everybody could say, hey, you know, how about giving us this stuff for free? Anyway, everybody would love to have things for free, right? But, you know, I don't think anybody on the show really wants anything for free, because I believe everybody in the show realizes you get what you pay for. And if it's free, it's not going to be good. And so everybody wants to kind of have that quality, the, you know, something that's going to last, something that'll be durable. You know, meeting the requirements of why you're getting furniture, why you're getting a dust cover. And so, you know, who would want to have something for free? It may sound good, but really, nothing should be for free, and we shouldn't want things for free. We've got to start changing our paradigms. So with that, we will be right back after these two promos. Hang in there. We'll be right back, folks. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the republic review model, on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416. Okay, so, you know, I like to call myself an eternal optimist. As a matter of fact, that was kind of a name dubbed by a family member, because it seemed like regardless of how tough things got, I still always felt that there's a way out, there's, you know, a solution. We can do this. We've got this. And so I have to tell you that it is so frustrating, because, you know, being positive is great, and I'll always be positive, but dealing with the same things over and over and over, it just gets so frustrating. And so what I want to do, because in the first segment, I tried to rush through and get all of that kind of intro stuff done. And now I need to really take the time here and kind of focus on some very specific messages that we want to get into. And one of the things I'll tell you is I want to thank all of you who have contributed to Paul Venable's campaign. It's truly helped him. I mean, it's been a surge of money. I mean, if you understand a U.S. Senate race, they claim it takes billions of dollars to win. Billions. Because if you look at what these seats are, I mean, I said billions, but actually I think it's still in the millions. I believe when we get to the billions, it's presidential. But it's close. I mean, we're talking, if I remember correctly, some of the latest Senate races are in the hundreds of millions. In other words, they're working their way up to the Senate being, and the Senate is the most expensive office vestige within the federal government regarding elected officials. So don't kid yourself. And the reason why the Senate is so highly sought after and paid for and controlled by the globalists is because they believe that, well, they've not believed, they have successfully convinced everybody to believe that if the Senate passes a treaty, regardless of its constitutionality or not, it's the law. And we've all been duped into believing that many of the treaties that the Senate has passed are legitimate when they're not. This is why we go through these things, and this is why during the ratification debates you're going to hear me when we get into Virginia, which is coming right up. We're going to get into these, and you're going to hear me actually go through this, you know, this little segment, this little blurb by George Nicholas. Folks, the federal government's authority is tied directly to those enumerated roles, responsibilities, powers, and properties within that Constitution. So it's truly a breath of fresh air being able to, you know, work with Paul Venable. It's great to find somebody that is seeking office that has the integrity, that understands the Constitution, that is willing to lead and is open to, you know, accepting, you know, what's necessary. In other words, making the changes and heading down these paths that nobody has ever considered before. And I'm telling you, folks, it is turning heads. I can't tell you enough how, you know, as Mr. Venable is doing a campaign stumping or what have you, he is consistently the last person to leave the venue. He's the last person to leave the parking lot. People follow him. People want to talk to him. They want to understand things better. And nobody cares about the other candidates. As a matter of fact, he'll even tell you many of the other candidates approach him and say, hey, you know, I just completely support you. I'm behind you. You know, if I don't win this race, I'm going to dedicate my time and everything else to you. Now, it would be great. It would be great if those individuals that lose their race for Congress or what have you, and they would take whatever they have left in their little treasure trove for campaigns. So one of the things you don't know is whatever's left in the campaign purse, they can use it for the next campaign, or they can turn it over to another candidate for a federal race or what have you. I believe that's... You know, it's kind of weird, but that's something that they can do. Now, I believe it's federal as well, but I do know they do it at state level. But bottom line, it would be great if Paul could get enough money to be able to actually have effective television ads or other kind of marketing. It would be nice if he had that level of financial support. But what would be even more important is that he can win with the least amount of support to prove to the world that there are places like Missouri that still care about the integrity of the person more than the quantity of ads that a candidate is throwing at them that has no substance. Substance is king. Now, one of the things that I need to kind of broker, and I want to do this now at this point. One of the things that we're not doing, and I think that's something that we just need to actually start putting on the table, because I believe that many of you are acting in faith. I mean, everybody I talk to, they have a conviction, that Christ lives, that he's died for us, and that he's their savior. We have all sorts of Christians that are on board. I can't tell you, I don't believe we have any Mohammedans supporting our movement. And when I say our movement in getting our government into compliance with the supreme law of the land. In other words, doing what it's supposed to do. And so since they won't do it, we have to do it for them. But one of the things I don't think I've said, and nor have I asked, in the years that I've been doing this, Reclaiming the Republic, since 2016, I can't remember when I've made a point in asking you to take out a day, or at least one day a week, if not one day a month at a minimum. It'd be great if you could do it every other week. As a matter of fact, I have a gentleman working for me now that is fasting on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays and praying. And so I would ask that we consider and start using fasting and prayer and, consecrating what we do to him and giving to him our time and consecrating our efforts. And in so doing, and when we're doing this, if we're truly supporting the Constitution, I believe we're supporting his call for governance. I truly believe that the Constitution is the Lord's plan for globalism. Under this Constitution, where people can be free, where people can make their own choices and not be compelled, I believe that's his desire. So I'll leave it with you for this. Please consider taking the time to fast and pray. What do you do with the money that you don't have or that you don't use for eating? Because so here's what I understand regarding fasting. The whole point is that, one, you're focusing on the Lord and you're focusing on, his coming, whatever you think is important, and in seeking him to guide you. But the money that you don't use for eating, that because you fasted, that meal, two meals, however long you fast for the whole day, the money that you don't spend on the food, I would ask that you would consecrate that money and give it to either Paul Venable and or any of the other candidates that we have to help them win. And it's not about them winning so that they have access. Paul Venable will be America's servant. Everybody that I have on my webpage, whether that be for the U.S. Senate or state legislatures or what have you, every single one of these people are committed. We don't put anybody up. If you look, it's a short list. We don't put just anybody up there. Tony Randolph of South Dakota, he's up there. He's a man of God. So consider sending money and using your fasting and praying to help get these folks across the finish line. Because having the representation coming this year, coming into the next legislative session, you have no idea the problems and the hurt that they're going to be putting on all of us. So we need you to fast. We need you to pray. Here's the other thing I want you to consider, and we need you to do, and this is something that we've actually seen, and this is occurring. We don't want to talk about it, but what has to happen is we need everybody to get involved, because we realize that the enemy is the party, right? We realize that ourselves, we're the enemy if we're not succinct and we're not concise on what the real problem is. The problem is noncompliance to the Constitution. The party is one of the big parts of that problem. And so what we're asking you to do, because we've asked you to go and actually attend and what have you, we need you to infiltrate your county central committee of the Republican Party to where you can actually get rid of the existing leadership if they're not in support of the Constitution. And if you can get them to change, because once you take over the Republican Central Committee of the county, you now have the ability to create your own platform and change your bylaws. One thing we would ask that you change your bylaws to allow you to affiliate yourself with other parties. Because most parties, they don't want you to play with all of these other parties. They want to have exclusive rights to you. And what we'd like to see, we'd like to see you actually getting out and becoming leaders for the Constitution Party as well. What we want to do is we need to start blurring the lines, and we believe that if you can actually take over a central committee and you can change these bylaws, you can actually be controlled. Well, we'll be right back after this.
Playing the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
You know, I hate it when I bleed into the promos. So, because I know how much time I have. And next thing I know, I'm going down this path where I'm going to collide. And so it happens every once in a while. It hasn't happened a while, but there you go. I just did it. Anyway, so my apologies for kind of running down that path or running into that. So let's get back to these PCOs. We need you to actually take over. We want to be upfront that the best system, the best legal system is blind. And what I mean by that is that if you have a blind legal system, it doesn't matter your gender, it doesn't matter your race, your culture, it doesn't matter anything. You are held and accountable, like all people, to the rule of law. That when you plead your case, the case is won based on the facts and whether, you know, the law was violated or not. When we look at and when we deal with these, let's just say it, when we deal with these biases where, you know, color is brought into it, or race, or culture, religion, it doesn't matter. Those types of legal systems, that type of justice is an unfair justice. The social justice that we're seeing coming from the communists today is an unfair justice. The perfect legal system, the perfect justice system is blind. The perfect government is blind. But the problem is that our government is controlled because I'm beginning to help people understand that we do not have a Republican form of government. We have a party form of government. We don't even have a democracy. There's, you know, we've swung heavily towards democracy, but we have a party form of government. Not the Republican Party, but a party, where two parties have basically taken over, and the two parties have convinced America that if they can create a compromise, they can make anything legitimate. And they can't. The process in our Constitution of making something legitimate, such as a Department of Transportation, the only thing that makes that legitimate is an amendment, because that power does not exist within the Constitution. And so we have to get smart and have to start recognizing where our problems lie, and the party is a big part of that problem. So what do we do? I'm going to tell you what we do. We actually infiltrate by using the Constitution Party and members of that, and we actually bridge into the Republican Party, and we take it over and control it. Because the problem is, the people themselves have been sold and believe that the Republican Party is the solution, because you'll never find the Republican Party aligning with the Constitution except in Wyoming. Wyoming is the only state that has a Republican Party that aligns with the Constitution. So my heart goes out to those members of the Constitution Party in Wyoming. I mean, Wyoming has its political problems, but its problems lie from the rhinos in office, not the Republican Party. And so, I mean, everything is kind of backwards in some way or another in Wyoming when it comes to politics and party. But every other state, if you live in another state, then you need to get involved and be a part of the takeover of your Republican Party by getting yourself as a PCO. There's a good likelihood that you live in a precinct. A precinct committee officer is a PCO. And excuse me. And you probably live in a precinct that may not have a PCO for the Republican Party. All you have to do is go and show up to the Republican Party County Central Committee and listen and say, okay, I want to become, you know, a precinct committee officer. And if there's no one sitting in that seat, it's yours. You don't even have to run for office. You become a precinct committee officer, which means that you now have the authority to vote for the leadership. Why is this important? Well, what happens at the end of this year is the reorg, because every 2 years, the Republican Party, all the parties, go through a reorg. They choose their new county committee chair, and they choose out their executive members. Well, if we get people aligned with the Constitution and we create a constitutional movement within the party, then you can take over the party just like that, especially if you fill in all of these precincts with each of these central committees. You move them towards the Constitution, then you can change your bylaws by allowing the members to affiliate with other parties. There should be no problem with people being affiliated with another party. And I would love the full transparency and the full openness to say, yeah, the Constitution Party has taken over the Republican Party. And this is why the party's platform has changed. This is why the party's bylaws are changing. Because they're facilitating the controls to protect we the people from the enemy, because the party being the enemy at this point, there's lots of enemies. Every faction out there, and the party is a part of that faction. The Second Amendment, folks. So I can't tell you, and I've been, this today's episode is really GR's feedback to you, because I cannot tell you how frustrating it is when I have to work with myopic and or monolithic leaderships, organizations, and so forth. It's a sad day when I call and I try to talk to a Second Amendment supporter, a leader for a Second Amendment group, and say, you know what, we need to have a petition, a First Amendment petition, so that we can start sending this across the United States and stopping the ban on bump stocks and stopping, you know, these bans, these controls, anything that, you know, they're doing. And we can you help us write a petition? Well, no, we're not going to help you. We don't help anybody but ourselves. Folks, you want to know who the problems are? It's the problems, the people who are unwilling to back up and support the Constitution fully. In other words, if they're only supporting a part of the Constitution, then that means that they're making you vulnerable to your First Amendment rights. Now, I had a great conversation with Mark Lerner, and he's of the Constitutional Association. And so I want to give you some feedback because he completely agrees with me. We can't be living in a monolithic society. As a matter of fact, Mark Lerner, who we've had a couple of times on this show, we've done a couple of interviews with him. He's the founder of the Constitutional Alliance, which is trying to help everybody understand what is happening with the Mark of the Beast. When I say the Mark of the Beast, this is the global ID technology that they've already deployed in Russia, in India, and in Australia, all around the world, and they're deploying it here in America as well. And I am here to tell you, my friends, that when we look at, you know, the Real ID Act and some of these laws, you do realize that those of you who have been going to the PTA, not the PTA, school board, your county commissioners, these meetings and petitioning them, you know, the Biden administration, by using the Department of Homeland Security, who, by the way, has exempted themselves from having to follow the Constitution, they've been granted this exemption that they can violate your constitutional rights. I didn't stutter. I said that correctly. They have been granted the ability to violate your constitutional rights. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Because they can take away your right for the redress, you know, petitioning government for the redress of grievances, your right to assemble. There's all sorts of rights that they can take away. And what they want to do is they want to force you to have to use, and everybody, you want a petition, you have to use a Real ID. In other words, they want to track everything that you're going to do. If you're going to engage government, you're going to go on a list. And as soon as you hit that, let's say you, they're going to start creating other laws, like you're not going to be able to petition but once a year. And if you go up there, you know, more than once, you become a nuisance and you could get arrested. And it could be a felony or what have you. Folks, they're not playing. They are getting ready to put the noose around our neck. And with this conversation with Mark Lerner, he's basically stating that the federal government is pressing every state, the state that you live in now, they're pressing that in this upcoming session, this January 2023, that they pass laws and implement these standards. They want to make sure that if you go and get you petition your county commissioners, that they force you to show your IDs, that they force that you prove who you are. And a part of this that's going on right now is to demand these standard real IDs for voting. Folks, we're, you know, as long as people are going down this path, we want you to show ID. Well, they want a very specific ID. They want, because what they're doing is they're getting you registered in their facial recognition technology. So you don't, as every state starts to become compliant, now when you go to Washington, D.C., you're going to be in the database, and if you pop up on any of their cameras, they're going to know, and they will come and arrest you. Folks, they're not kidding, and look at what they're doing with the January 6th, what they call the insurrectionists, where we call them, you know, poorly executed First Amendment petitioners. But anyway, We will be right back after these two promos. I don't want to bleed into it again. I hate doing that. So we'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal and they handle the rest. Take it from me, AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADD-LOCAL or visit them on the web at www.addlocal.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
You know, I can't tell you how many things are interconnected. Our food control, the controlling of our ID, the ability to control by tracking us. There are so many things that are interconnected. You have to start understanding that if all of a sudden you can't assemble, you can't petition government without the right ID, they have taken away your right. They've made it now a privilege because they require that they know who you are. And basically, everything that they're doing by doing this is a direct violation of the Fourth Amendment. You have a right to be secure in your person, which means government does not have a right to know where you are, what you're doing, and why you're doing it. Big tech is going down this path, and they have been huge advocates in controlling you. Folks, we need you to start stepping up and getting involved in petitioning. When we look at Martin Luther and his grievances, again, this is something that happened in a bubble that one, you know, he got into the priesthood and that night he wrote down the grievances and then put them on the door and things started changing. It took him time to create the credentials necessary for the people of Germany to start following him, for him to effectively and successfully transition the reformation of the religious practices of Germany into the Presbyterian faith. It took time to migrate and to evolve. We don't have time for people to sit on the fence and figure out, well, I'm not sure if this is what we need to do. There is no, you should have no misgivings because there is nothing being hidden from you. We support everything that is constitutional. We support the right to bear arms, and we actually support the fact that the government should be arming us. The government should be paying for our training. The government should be supplying the standards and those types of things. that we have these rights and we are all integral in enforcing these, that we have the right to enforce the Constitution. That's exactly what the militia is supposed to do. When we go through the Constitution on September 17th, that's when we're going to start. And actually, if I remember correctly, let me take a quick look at the calendar for September. Yeah, so the 17th is a Saturday. And so we will actually start covering the Constitution on the 19th, on Monday the 19th. We'll kind of lead up to it. But bottom line, when we start covering the Constitution, it's probably going to take, last time we did it, it was over 3 weeks. And we're going to go through the details and we'll try to, you know, interconnect some of these things so that you start understanding how one little thing could start violating several rights. Folks, the most powerful tool that we have is the right of petition. And when we create the consensus, when we create a collective conscience in your county, when actually you create these collective consciences across your county, state, and across this nation, you become the most powerful force that the annals of history will actually base, they'll have to record how you pulled government from the grasp of global communism back to where if you preserved the individual liberty and individual sovereignty that was guaranteed under this Constitution. That is far more important than your ability to be allowed to have guns. That's far more important than, you know, all of these things that are just perverting and subverting our government and our life. So this is why, you know, I get so frustrated in having to address these myopic or monolithic, you know, issues and so forth. Where in the heck? I mean, you can go anywhere and find a Second Amendment group or a health freedom group or an education group. Where are the groups that are, you know, organizing to shut down the Department of Transportation? Where are the groups that go out and shut down the Department of Housing? Where are the groups that get, you know, where you're uniting people to shut down the federal intervention and the meddling in labor? Nowhere. But all of these things are equally unconstitutional. Do you get it? Are you starting to understand that their reach is so far and wide that even the myopic groups can't even, you know, fathom how they're a part of the problem? 9 times out of 10, we become our worst enemy when we actually pigeonhole ourselves into the corner. When we force ourselves or paint ourselves into the corner, we're trapped. We got to stop trapping ourselves. We have to look at the Constitution and go, my gosh, this thing only enumerates very specific roles, responsibilities, powers, and property. And these are the only things that government can exercise. Everything else has been reserved to either the states or to the people. And technically, there's very little that we've actually delegated to the states as well. This is why we need to actually start auditing all of our governments to get them back into this framework. Folks, we can do this. There's no doubt in my mind that we have the power to do this. Now, there's plenty of things that have happened in the news that we need to talk about, that we want to talk about. But before we move forward into, because I don't have much time, one of the things I need to tell you is we're scheduled in a couple of weeks to have a sit-down conversation with Michelle Bachmann. Michelle Bachmann is, I think, the dean of law or the dean of politics or the constitutional dean or whatever for the Regent University, University of Regents. Anyway, we're going to be having a conversation with her. We're going to talk about treaties. We're going to talk about global treaties and so forth. And I think you're going to find this interesting because when you deal with somebody that has worked in a paradigm for so long, I'm not sure that, you know, I'm not convinced that it's easy to actually look outside that paradigm. Now, when one person or anybody that works in academia with the concept of academia being critical thinking and thinking outside the box and becoming, you know, this big, huge, I'll just say, sponge for all sorts of alternate things. I think I've said this before. One of my better professors never wanted to pollute the pool. The professor would always make me come up with the conclusion and make me sell why that was the best conclusion, never telling me what other alternate things there were, because it just mattered of what I could do and what I could come up with. That right there, I completely respect, and I understand how that's a very powerful tool in learning. But it's interesting when you actually have somebody in a position, leadership position, that, you know, could actually look at all these different alternatives. So I'm looking forward to this conversation with Michelle Bachmann. And so I'm hoping that you're looking forward to it too. One of the things that I think is begging to be asked, because this goes down to this monolithic and myopic issue. I'm getting ready to rail on Trump and Trump's campaign, because I don't think Trump has America's best interest. I don't think he even cares about making America great again. I think he just cares about creating a legacy where he can benefit and create a mutual benefit between him and America instead of really making America what America should be. And if you don't know what America should be, how can you make America the way it should be? That right there is the crux of the problem, because we get all sorts of people into public office because they have these ideas, great ideas supposedly, of using government to solve this or solve that, when government has no responsibility, power, or role to have them fix any of these problems. So why are we letting these things happen? If we start looking at it with that context, then we can literally start placing this clarity to help you understand how all of this intervention, all of these, this overreach in doing things, it's meddling. I'm going to use an old reference, Kravitz. Mrs. Kravitz, who lived across the streets from Samantha and Darren in Bewitched, she was always sticking her nose. She had, you know, the best intent, but she was always sticking her nose into their business. And folks, this is what government is doing. Government is sticking its nose, and it doesn't have any authority. As a matter of fact, Mrs. Kravitz was breaking the law by spying on her neighbors. She was trespassing on their property, eavesdropping, looking in their windows, and so forth. Folks, that's illegal. It's illegal today, and I'm sure it was illegal back then as well. And so don't let the curiosity kill the cat, and don't allow your curiosity to run you down the wrong rabbit hole. What we need to do is we need to understand where these limits are, and we need to defend these limits mercilessly. We cannot allow people to win. This is why, as we move forward this year, going into the election and then going into the legislative session, we're going to need more and more of your help. We need you to get more involved. So help. Help spread the word of this show. We're going to be back with the constitutional ratification debates, or the ratification debates of the federal constitution, next week on Monday. So get people to start listening. I think as people start listening to the ratification base, they'll start getting it. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort.
We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.